Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, Apple launched a new 3-year repair program for Apple Watch Series 2 models that won't power on or have expanded batteries. 9 to 5 Mac learned about the repair program from leaked internal documents that say, quote, Apple has determined that under certain conditions, some Apple Watch Series 2 42mm devices may not power on or they may experience an expanded battery, end quote. Apple isn't publicly announcing the program, likely because it only affects certain watches under specific conditions, but the repair program will cover affected models with or without warranty coverage. The repair program follows almost exactly 1 year after a similar program was launched for first-generation Apple Watch models with the same problem. And on Monday, Apple released the second iOS 11.4 beta, which includes AirPlay 2 and messages in iCloud, and for iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus, a new wallpaper. Both the developer and public beta include the new black, orange, and blue wallpaper first shown with the product red iPhone 8. The second iOS 11.4 beta also removes references to stereo HomePod pairing and AirPlay 2 to AirPort Express, but we expect these features to likely return when firmware updates are available for both products. And today, Bloomberg reports that Apple may launch a premium magazine and news subscription service within a year. The news comes after Apple acquired Texture, which already offers a similar service for magazines. Bloomberg says Apple let go of roughly 20 Texture employees out of about 100 after the acquisition, and next the company plans to integrate the service into Apple News Premium. All right, and it's Monday, so let's check in with Bradley Chambers, who published his latest Making the Grade column this weekend about the importance or lack thereof of repairability for Mac laptops in education deployment.
Thanks, Zach. Yeah, you know, there's been been reading the comments on this, and people bring up a lot of good points. And, you know, being I've been using Apple laptops since that PowerBook G4. I almost said G5, but that product never existed. But So I've really kind of been around and most of the recent modern laptop history. So I obviously wasn't there before that, but I have been here for the entire Intel transition. And working in IT, the one I started with was the 13-inch white MacBook.
Right.
And, you know, and those were great machines, but we did have hardware failures. Like we had a few screens go bad. We had a lot of hard drives go bad. And that wasn't really anything due, like, you know, the problem with the laptops. That was just a problem with the technology itself. Like, I mean, I have, if you read the, if you look at the article, there's a couple of videos in there. When you see what a hard drive looks like inside of it, I'm honestly surprised it ever worked, or like they worked for more than a day, because it is so fragile. And, yep. And so I used to really be on our teachers about, like, please don't walk around holding your laptop, like, and doing things, like, because it's like, you know, in because it's actually working at that point and you're walking. You know, I believe those laptops had a thing where if you dropped them, the computer could sense it was falling and would put itself in kind of the parked mode.
Right.
So, yeah, things have changed a lot, you know, since then. I was having a conversation with somebody today about the differences between flash storage and SSD and the spinning platter drives. And so, you know, a couple years ago, we deployed the MacBook Airs and they had the flash storage. And if you're not familiar with like the difference between like an SSD drive and a flash storage, so a flash storage in what's in all Apple's current laptops is the same storage that's really in the iPad and the iPhone, like kind of technology. And if you kind of pulled it out of a computer, it looks like a stick of RAM. It, you know, but on Amazon, you'll see, you know, SSD drives and they look like the old hard drives. There's just no spinning parts in there. And so I say all that to say, of course, Apple laptops are in some ways the least repairable they've ever been, but we have repaired so much, so many fewer devices now than we ever used to before. And again, I know that's not necessarily, can you always correlate that? I don't know 100% for sure, but I know in my experience, like, I'm not popping open MacBook Airs all the time. Right. Most of our issues now are accidental damage.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. Obviously, the current kind of problem is the MacBook Pro keyboard. But if they can get that resolved, like, I have zero issues not being able to replace RAM in a computer or replace a hard drive in a computer, like a storage device. And I think from a lot of people's complaints are not that the laptops can't be repaired, but it's more that they can't be upgraded without having to get Apple involved. What do you think, Zach?
No, it makes sense to me, and it's a good comparison, or a good way to summarize, like you said in the story, is that that the reputation is that laptops, Apple laptops now are expensive and hard to repair if it's even possible. But along with that goes the fact that even though they're priced to repair if you need to, that you just don't need to as much anymore. And I totally agree with you on the spinning hard drives, like in mobile computers. It's even like in iPods, they use spinning hard drives for the longest time, and like that's just based on how it works, amazing that they could pull it off. Like I'd be worried about data loss at any point that you're moving. So it's a good comparison and one to think about. And if they can get the keyboard issue with MacBook Pros fixed, then we'll be in a good place.
Yeah, we've gotten to where the larger style hard drives, or the flash storage drives, you know, the 512 and the terabytes, mm-hmm. are coming down in price.
Yeah,
and our needs for large storage devices are kind of going away because of things like iCloud and iCloud Photo Library.
Yeah,
and so the technology has evolved, and you think about the iPad and the iPhone, they've really never been able to be easily repaired or upgraded, and we really survived just fine with that. And so, yeah, I've got zero issues with kind of Apple's, you know, plans going forward. I know things being soldered on the motherboard or the logic board are difficult for a lot of customers, but I think we're all better for it in the long run.
Right. Well, thanks for the story, and thanks for joining me this week, Bradley.
Thanks, Zach.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.